How do one multinational retailer keep growing in a tough Chinese market? Are there still room for the standalone independent store, or are malls the future for everybody? Why does one leading multinational retailer in China invest in initiatives that doesn't drive sales directly? And why is it important to redefine retail locations as meeting places instead of simply as a shopping destination? Welcome to China Biz, a podcast dedicated to the exploration of opportunities and challenges for multinational companies in China. We come to you from inside China, and we invite only experts and thought leaders with hands-on experience leading and advising multinationals in China. Today's guest is Joyce Ju, president of Inca Centers in China, a business within the IKEA family of companies. My name is Jacob Johansen. I've lived and done business in China for 25 years. I'm a strategy and business transformation consultant with PwC China. However, this podcast is my private project, and opinions shared here doesn't represent my employer. With that disclaimer out of the way, it's time to get started. In this episode, Joyce Ju and I will talk about malls in China, how retail is evolving, and how applying an outside-in perspective on retail in China will benefit MNCs operating here. Joyce Ju, welcome to China Biz. Before we get started with what I think will be a very interesting conversation, can I ask you maybe to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Hi, I'm Jacob. Hello, I'm Joyce. I'm Inca Centers China Country Manager. And actually, I just started my 16th year at this company.
Before we get started, we are sitting here at your headquarters in Changning in Shanghai. Try to introduce to us, put a few words on what is Inca and what is Livat.
I mentioned I'm working for Inca Centers. Actually, this is a company belongs to Inga Group, a Swedish company, which also owns the very famous IKEA retail. So Inga Centers and IKEA, we belong to the same group. We are the sister companies. We really share the same roots. So not only share the same vision, but we also share the same culture and value. We also have our collaboration for our different business. We are a global company, have over 50 years history. We basically invest, develop, and operate meeting places. Mm. And then in all our meeting places, we have IKEA as one of our anchor tenant. Inca Centers came to China in 2009. So 2025, we have been in this market for almost 16 years. And our brand in China is called Huiju or Livat, which means happy gathering. So today we operate 10 Livat meeting places and 3 Livat office in China market.
It's interesting you call it meeting places because when you see it from outside, it looks like a mall. We have, of course, an IKEA store in this complex, and you have a series of other famous retailers. I spotted Muji and a couple of other international retail brands, which are all under your Livat roof here and on this location. Try to explain a little bit, why do you call this a meeting place and not a mall?
About 7-8 years ago at our Centers Group, we already observed everything is evolving. So does the shopping center industry. So ever since then, we have positioned ourselves to be trying to transform from the traditional shopping mall into the meeting places, which we refer to today. So what is meeting place in our definition? First of all, meeting place is a physical space, physical place, which attract people to come here to find something beyond shopping. Yeah. We would like to gather people, come here to meet, to connect, to experience something new, to get inspired, And then people can enjoy here by not only shopping, but live here, work here, eat here, and play here. So basically, we want to try a lot of reasons to attract people feel the time is worthwhile to spend here to enjoy their everyday life.
Yeah, right. It's interesting because the first time I visited, I noticed that it's the layout and also I would just say the feeling of walking around in your meeting place is very different from a classic mall. Maybe the most obvious things for me that is very different is that you have prioritized to use a lot of floor space on things which are not obviously, to me at least, obviously commercial. In your layout, you have several facilities for where you don't have to purchase anything. There are a lot of resting areas, and they're made in a very cool and almost like funky design way, where you can sit and rest or with your computer or whatever you do. It raises the obvious question, how come you prioritize activities and functional space which is not commercial?
Actually, this maybe comes to introduce a little bit. How do we make meeting places? So, because these leisure spaces is also one of the very important components. Basically, what we want to organize is everyday life, especially life in communities. So when you think about your everyday life, actually purchasing is only one piece of that. But everyday life can be a lot of different activities. That is why, in order to divide meeting places, we want to facilitate for people to really have a living time here. So in order to make this from concept into reality, actually there are four very important components when we design all our meeting places. The first one you already mentioned is about our physical space. So for every Livat meeting place, actually what we on purposely design is to provide all the visitors a very fresh, comfortable, relaxed, cozy, physical place. So all this, what you see, the public seating area, especially today we are sitting in Livat Shanghai. This is our latest delivered project in Shanghai. We on purposely designed over 10,000 square meters for public space, which means that every visitors are welcome to enjoy from the breezing terrace to our roof garden, the skating village. When I go to any place, I think the first important thing, do you feel comfortable when you walk into the place? Because if you feel comfortable, relaxed, safe, clean, tidy, and even at Livat, we so emphasize on the natural lighting and spacious setup. When you feel comfortable, you would like to explore more. You would like to spend more time here. So that is the first important component when we design it. Then following that, the second important component for our meeting place is what do we offer? If the space is so naturally connected, then what is the content we want to insert into the place for people to really touch and feel and experience? That is our offer. So the offer in our concept mainly comes from two parts. One is, of course, you mentioned about IKEA, Muji, Uniqlo, and all these diversified food and beverage brands. So what is our tenant mix that can make it relevant to our visitors in the market?
Yeah, this I noticed also at my first visit was quite different from, I would say, the typical mall that opens these years in Shanghai. I think there's, in general, a tendency to malls being very heavy on luxury. You see, it almost feels like there's a Chanel shelf for every Starbucks. As a general observation, I feel, as a user very often, that the malls look completely the same. In terms of the mix they are offering, it's the same luxury brands, it's the same restaurant chains. So it's very different to differentiate the typical Chinese mall from each other. So maybe you could put a few more words on your considerations about the tenant mix here, the brand you're offering. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't have any classic luxury here, do you?
We don't have. And that is also come back to our roots. Because I mentioned we are at the Inga Group, which we share exactly the same vision and cultural value together with IKEA. So our vision is to create a better everyday life for the many people. Mm. So it is our choice. We don't have the luxury brands in order to live at meeting prices, but instead we choose all the brands which serve for the many people. Then based on that, actually, we have on purpose chosen the tenant mix, which is about lifestyle. So you will see some consistency here. For food, we emphasize diversified choices. Coming here, different people can enjoy different kind of the cuisines. And then we also emphasize on always fresh offers. Here in Shanghai, we have introduced over 70%. It's either the first entry to this area to the market, or the brand will have their flagship or new concept shop presented here. So I think when we choose the brand, although they are not luxury, but we would also like to collaborate with all these very good brands, and then to encourage to present with their newest design, newest concept, with a lot of great offer from them. So from this way, we think this is Livat. We can clearly show that we serve for the many people, and we think they all deserve to also enjoy a very good quality, but not necessarily expensive offers. So affordability is something we emphasize when we organize our tenant mix.
I get a feeling when I walk around here that this mall is really designed from the user's point of view, not necessarily from a business optimization point of view, where I have a long history in retail in China as a consultant. And I know normally when you do the space layout and you look at your tenant mix and just planning a whole mall, it's not driven from an outside-in perspective. It's not driven from the user's perspective. It's very often driven from a business optimization or revenue perspective alone. It feels to me that the difference here is that you combine the need of having a robust and healthy business with primarily understanding the needs from the user's point of view, and that you can really feel. I think the rest of the malls look similar to each other because they all look at from inside point of view, from the business's point of view, from the optimization point of view. So if that's your point of view, you end up with the same mall because the solutions will be the same if you want the most optimized business.
I hope we can constantly insist our outside-in perspective. I always believe for our meeting place business, what we do is to serve people's needs. People's needs are constantly evolving. That is the difference between human being and AI, right? Human being can constantly create their needs. So if our starting point is always from analyzing what is the user's demand over time, and this will give us endless opportunities to make us realize what is the business opportunity. And if we can adapt to offer these services to the people's demand, then I think the business eventually will have a lot of opportunity. So that's why at our company, we always say it's good business to be good business.
Yeah.
So if what we have offered, no matter the space, our content, our activity, our brand, our services are relevant to what people's desire, then I think we are on the right track to develop our business.
I find this tremendously interesting. The fact, as you say, is almost like a journey to be relevant because user needs will evolve. One of my observations after almost 25 years in China is that Chinese users evolve maybe even quicker than users in other countries.
I agree.
Yeah. And as soon as you can see that, say, the more successful you are fulfilling needs of Chinese consumers and users, the harder it is to stay successful, because every time you fulfill a need, it's like that will feed new needs. You cannot continue fulfilling the same need over and over because a need evolves every time it's fulfilled. You really need to keep constantly understanding this evolution of need, where I think a lot of MNCs going into China has a more static approach to user needs. They do the same as you say you do. They try to understand the user needs to be relevant, but then they stop evolving because they fail to understand your insight that user needs keep to evolve. So for you to remain relevant, you will have to change your offering or evolve your offering as time goes.
I think you have a correct logic. And I can give, for example, stay relevant. This is an everyday homework. Actually, I think doing our meeting place business, our co-workers here, many of them are passionate about this industry. So actually, every day, even after work, I think a lot of our colleagues, they are reading a lot of the what is going on in the whole society, what is going on in the whole commercial industry. We love to go to the market to see what is the new element. And then last year, for example, at Inga Centers GlobalWise, we did our first life in community survey. So basically, we interviewed over 5,000 users across 5 different countries in order to understand how they would like to spend the time out of their home. So through this report, we got a lot of either new findings or interesting confirmations. So this kind of approach, I think, help us to really keep an eye on what is the trend. And then another thing, I think, I love to do meeting place business because I'm also one of the users, right? We are all. So we have different perspective as user, as service provider. So I think sometimes we also can ask ourselves, how do we feel? What is our missing needs in our daily life? And what I have changed over the past 3 years in what I like, if the meeting place can fulfill, and how do I feel satisfied or unsatisfied with the shopping malls in the market?
Insights you only generate from having a real conversation with another person. And it sounds to me that's what you're doing. And you're also saying that your staff is super interested in what's going on in society, when many other similar companies or your competitors, they are, I don't necessarily think they have that strong passion for people. I think there's a department who look outside, the rest look inside on operation. But it sounds to me like your organization is different in the sense that you have a very genuine, very deeply rooted passion for people. Maybe even more than you have passion for retail, you have passion for people.
Exactly. And I think that's the beauty of working for this company. Then actually at Inga Centers, we have a word, I think, in terms of the users, we call it people in the center. At Inga Centers, we say we put people in the heart. Then these people refers to everyone. They are, of course, our users, our visitors. Some of them are our customers. But what we mean people in the center is more than that. We also put our tenants, co-workers, our service providers, like the cleaning ladies, the safety team, all the third-party co-workers who work for us as people in the center. Then, of course, our co-workers at Inga Center, and then our partners. The partners including the tenants, the brands, but also the communities and the some government in the local area. So basically, in Inga Centers, we want to create a platform or ecosystem where every stakeholder is very important. Every one of us can only do limited things with our strengths. But when we can organize every stakeholder around us towards the same understanding, the same goal, and then to unleash everyone's potential, that is what we say, we can really organize the people business, which transform into this meeting place that everyone loves.
So your perspective is not just on customers only, which is maybe the classic perspective in retail, at least, and that, you know, a sharp eye on customer optimization and customer experience. You have a wider audience in mind, which is what we both call users in this conversation. And it's interesting, you also talk about your tenants, you talk about a lot of other stakeholders here that you say, together we create something unique. I find that unusual in retail. How do you decide who's your key user, who's the profile that you should really try to be here for and make a better life for?
Okay. So first of all, I think I use our standard approach at our company. We only have 10 Livat meeting places in China, not many. So when we start up every project at the very beginning with the plot. So at that stage, we actually do a lot of our surveys on the catchment area through the demographic information to define our catchment area, the target audience, the competitive situation in that local market. This is nothing special versus the other big project developers also do this. Besides that, we also do a lot of qualitative and quantitative survey with the target groups with our meeting place making approach. That approach is go a little bit deeper, trying to understand what is our target customers' leading needs and the supporting needs. For example, in this Levi Shanghai, we find the leading needs is about experience and then supported with the social care and energy. Most of our audience expressed that these four keywords are what they wanted working, living in this urban city.
Try to say those four keywords again. You said
experience.
Experience,
social care, and energy.
So you condense your insights into those four themes or the headlines for how you develop the offering. Let's try to take them one by one and deep dive. This is interesting, I think. So you say experience first. Try to elaborate. What does that mean?
Experience is, you can see today, also we see the retail trend in China market especially. So I think when e-commerce can basically provide every product, you can buy every product, but what you cannot buy is the physical experiences. The most memorable moment from your everyday life, if you remember what make you happy in the past 5 months, a lot of them is from the physical experiences. Who do you meet face-to-face, talk, etc.
It's not an e-commerce experience. You remember like being very pleasant, right?
Yeah. And so that is about experience. And we also see a lot of the, especially in China, I think a lot of retail places, meeting place, shopping center are trying to transform into the experience hub.
Yeah.
And this, in my view, is also what Livat is going to organize, give people better experiences, yeah, rewarding and the sense of belonging through the experiences. So that is about the first word. Energy. Yes, especially in Shanghai, the life pace is high competitive. People may feel sometimes pressured or anxious. So how can we make Levi Shanghai a place to give some positive energies to the people? That's why in here, we organize on purpose the exciting event, like what we are good at is organize all these green points or sustainability or the festivals with meaningfulness. So we would like people to come here to experience what we offer, and through that engagement, we can fulfill their a little bit energy from to relieve.
Go here to unwind, but also maybe recharge.
Yeah, free.
And it is true that I think if you compare China to most Western market, at least, the pressure on people here is just much higher, and the work pressure and stress for a lot of also young people is very, very significant, especially right now. China is in a transition period, I think, that it can be very stressful for many people. So it's interesting that you turn that insight into a component in your concept.
Yeah. And then talking about care. Care is more about health and well-being. And that's why here, we want people to come here. Why we designed this Scandi Village on the rooftop with so many nice food and beverage offer. Why it's a breezing terrace where people can sit here, watch the sunset, or watch the plane taking off. All this moment is, I think we want to make people feel we're caring about their also the mental psychology health. Just slow down. Don't think come to shopping center is another precious thing. No, you can just have a cup of coffee, sit down, enjoy some performance. And also here we have organized a cluster we call the Well Village, where we gather all these like a gym, salon, or massage, spa into one cluster. This is what we want to tell our visitors, come to Well Village and treat yourself well so that you can feel the care we can provide to you. The last keyword is about socialize. So when we say meeting place before, I mentioned we want people to come here to connect with each other, to socialize with each other. Especially again, here when we sit in Shanghai, this is a special project for our group. It not only have the Livat meeting place or shopping center, we also have office buildings. So we have just opened for a little bit more than 100 days, but we already identify and there's also potential needs that we can cater for B2B customers. The workers, the office tenants, actually, they also have a lot of needs to make connections between each other. Not necessarily do the transaction, do the business negotiation, but to inspire each other, to find their maybe business partners in the future, to get some inspiration and with each other. So socialize is also...
You're actually connecting the users with each other.
Yes.
And even in connections where you're not necessarily a part of it or part of the conversation, you're just facilitating it. You're just offering the space, the frameworks, the right almost mindset for the users to interact with each other. But maybe you're not part of the conversation. You are part of the conversation because you're creating the foundation and you are making it possible for them to meet each other. But they don't have to talk about you or with you all the time. They can talk with each other. It's very unique because I think this is a thing that a lot of multinationals in China neglect, the importance of connecting customer to customer or user to user. A lot of companies don't understand the commercial value of that. So they say, we don't spend effort and money and resources on that because how do we benefit as a business from connecting other people with each other? We want them only to connect with us. Actually, a lot of businesses try not to connect customers with each other because they are afraid of those conversations. But it seems you are not afraid of those combinations or to let people meet. And also that you don't have such a short-sighted perspective on return on investment. Everything doesn't have to be converted into revenue, at least very short-sighted. Am I correct that you see maybe a little more long-term and the bigger picture?
I feel both and. First of all, I think that is really, I feel grateful to work for this company with such a great value. It emphasizes on long-term, as you mentioned, and emphasizes on togetherness and emphasizes on making it for the many people. So I think all our co-workers are inspired from our culture. That is truly into our heart. And then, of course, we also have a lot of KPI, business KPI. Of course, that every year we also need to show our performance. You're right. We would love to facilitate different users to interact with each other and get the values from each other through Livat Meeting Place platform. We would like to participate into all these activities, but we don't necessarily every time to be the key role, to be in the center. So we create opportunities. And what's the benefit for us? I think we also enjoyed a lot of values from that. One, yes, we want to keep relevant with many stakeholders. So through this engagement, actually, we also can stay very close to see what's going on, capture all the different stakeholders, demand their pain point, their aspirations for the future. So this gives us the first-hand, very fresh, inspiration, I would say. Secondly, all this facilitation, this activity, they are not like routines. In Livat, I think you will also constantly see some our own concept, test and try elements. So through this, actually, this also gives us a platform opportunity to test some of our new ideas, whether they have the audience. So these people can become our first, the followers to give us the feedback. So that's the win.
When you say test and try, that reminds me of what in business literature is called minimal viable product, that you put something out there, you see how it floats.
Yes.
The reaction from the market, that will tell you either if you should discontinue or if you should improve it or if it's good as it is.
Yeah.
So it's a way of, instead of being academic and thinking in a room for 3 years what to do, you throw things into the sea and you see what floats, and then you take the best elements from that.
Yes. So test and try, fail fast, but then always keep eyes on what is real demand that people need. Then when we speak about short term, actually, I think we have some very concrete numbers which give us the confidence with our seems like a long-term approach, but we got positive feedback from the business result. So for Inga Centers in our FY24, which is closed the fiscal year, we got very strong double-digit growth in both visitation and the turnover. Cool. We also accumulated very quickly with our Livat family members. Last month, when we are cutting the cake, celebrating 5 million Livat family members in China, the next week, we are updated, we are almost close to 6 million. That's why we believe it's good business to be good business. If the mindset is seeking the core, which is people's needs, if we insist the consistency in something right for the long term, then the short term will give us a very accurate, very true feedback, good or bad.
I let me go back to those four keywords. I find that very interesting. So experience, care, energy, and social. I had two thoughts when you explained it to me. And the first thought I had was all of these four principles are almost the opposite of e-commerce. Of course, in China, e-commerce is extremely well received, a huge business, and compared to anywhere else in the world, China is by far the most sophisticated digital retail space in the world. And I would also say that Chinese users are the most sophisticated digital consumers in the world. But even we have these very, very sophisticated digital platforms, they don't actually provide those, they're not that strong on those four keywords. They don't provide experience. They provide convenience. They're not very social. They're social in the sense that they can be connected to a social media, but they're not really social in the sense of human beings doing something together. I don't think that you would have a strong feeling of care, for instance, from digital platforms, and you don't unwind from being online either. There's a stress component also in e-commerce and digital behavior, I think. So all the four attributes that you list as your key concepts or key points in your concept, they are very analog. They are very almost opposite to e-commerce.
First of all, I think actually as individuals, we are both enjoying the e-commerce offer and the offline meeting place offer as a customer or user. I would like both online and offline to develop continuously because we will receive both convenience but efficiency. But sometimes we also need to have fresh air in the physical locations. So for speaking of these four keywords, actually, this is through our rounds target customers survey and analyze with our approach. I would say also these leading needs, they are constantly evolving. So today, this is our conclusion, but we constantly will revisit. Maybe 3 years later, some of the keywords will also change with our visitors in Shanghai. Then I think, how do we see the e-commerce? I would like to say, first of all, we really believe the physical meetings are human beings' very important needs. This is also confirmed in our Life in Community survey. Very interesting finding. In that survey, we found the Gen Zs, 60% of the Gen Z, they actually say they prefer face-to-face meeting versus the online meeting because they find when they can meet face-to-face, it is a better quality to build up the trust among each other. So this is what we got from these 5,000, answers. This is very interesting. They born with the digital world, their expertise, but they told us actually the face-to-face is. So I think we are not fighting with e-commerce. We are not competing with e-commerce, but how can we maybe organize with our strengths a very vibrant life in the real world when people can also have a share of their time enjoying the physical life, life in communities. Of course, they will also continue to enjoy the convenience through the online, but that's not everything about life.
You mentioned Generation C because I think that that's a segment in China which multinationals stereotype a lot. The stereotype perception of these young segments is that, oh, they're only digital, they only want to see the world through their phone, they live in WeChat or Xiaohongshu or Douyin or whatever they use. But from my personal opinion, that's not true. Yes, it's a part of the young people's life. It's also part of my life. We all have the digital components in our life, but it's a mistake to think that just because you're young, you prefer everything to be on your phone. Actually, I observe that the more digital we are in certain elements of our life, the more important the analog component become in other parts of our life. So we almost compensate for being super digital by doing other things which are very, very human to human.
Yeah.
And I think we will see almost as a recoil effect of the digitalization and AI, it will almost become like luxury to spend time with other people because there are certain things that AI and e-commerce can do. It's more convenient maybe and quicker, but it cannot listen to you the way as a human being. It cannot provide you that emotional connect and that strong personal feeling that you get from being in a physical space and with other people. So I know this is a long comment, bear with me, but I think a lot of multinationals forget that in China. They become so overwhelmed by how digitally sophisticated we are that they forget to actually cater to the more practical physical needs. And it sounds like you have almost the opposite perspective. You respect that there's a digital part of life, so you're not against it, but you understand that your strength is not to compete with e-commerce, it's to give people what e-commerce cannot do.
Exactly. That's what we try to do. Because human beings are complicated. Every one of us, you, me, we can have a lot of different tasks on ourselves. During one day, we have different roles, different expectations, what I like. So I think our job is to facilitate this type of the real life for the many people where they can enjoy something with the life in community.
Do you see really strong differences between what you learn in China and what you see from your friends?
We'll say one common thing, no matter which country, no matter which age, everyone expressed they would like to build up very strong connections with people in the community out of their home. So that is a common need. I think that is also corresponding to nowadays we see the family size become smaller. In the past, we have three generations living together, two generations. Then today, we also have a lot of single family or just a couple family. So when family size becomes smaller, but people still have the need to connect with the real people. If that's not in family, where are they? They are in the communities. The difference between China and other countries, what we see is we see most of the Chinese, they are most active looking for a better life in community. So their desire to find the groups of people who share the similar values, hobbies, are expressed even more clearly. I think every business needs to do this homework with the users. Then on top of that, I think it is actually for Levi's meeting prices, we also do annual surveys on visitor satisfaction report. Every year we would like to know how users experience. Do they still like us? What make them come here, come back? And what is their expectation we can do better? We also do partner satisfaction report every year. We want to know how all the tenants feel doing business with Levi's meeting prices. Of course, the growth of the users is important to us, definitely. At the same time, the frequency, the repeated users who would love to come back again, who would love to come back more often, who would like to spend more time and having more, the family friends gathering here, That to us is equally important.
That's an interesting insight. And I think that's an insight that some retailers forget in China. There's often a very strong focus on just get the traffic in and convert it to business right away. Again, a very short-sighted perspective on return of investment, that success is only measured in basket size or conversion or whatever, but less in return business. Return business is often a more long-term game, a little like what we talked about before, that a lot of the activities you do are maybe not directly commercial as of, you know, the first time that the user come here, but they will drive that repeat visitation. You need to shop right away. Everything is focused on shopping experience or shopping convenient, not on user experience.
We have a formula, right, for every retail. It's the visitation and conversion rate, average ticket, then repeatness of that. So you would say every component is important. We are here, physically here, in this specific location. We have our catchment area. So I think the people who is in the catchment area, they are very, very relevant to us. Of course, we want them to come here more often. Then, on top of that, especially for the successful shopping centers, I would say every successful shopping center should be able to attract people from far. And if you can attract people from far, you need to have something special we call unique selling point. Of course, we also want to attract people from afar. That's why we emphasize on building Livat brand very consistent, being bold on expressing who we are, what is our uniqueness. Like, we are Scandinavian in this China market. We emphasize on sustainability. We are affordable, community friendly, and we offer a lot of fun. So that's why through our unique events, activities, our offers, we want to continuously build our strengths, our uniqueness, very identical and very bold. With that, I think people over the time will know better and better, okay, this is Livat. And only in Livat, you can find such kind of experiences. With that approach, I think we are able to constantly attract new visitors from coming by far. Mm. And then IKEA is also one of our uniqueness who can help us to attract people driving from afar.
And I would like to add, if I may, that I think what makes a retailer unique in China or a meeting place or more unique in China is much more demanding than what would make you unique in, let's say, Europe or the US. The quality level of malls in general is very, very high. If you show up as a foreign retailer or even as a mall concept, you really need to do your homework, because it's what makes you unique in Denmark, where I'm born, that will not be unique in China. So you really need to take the audience seriously, like what you're also talking about. It's not enough to open a cinema or have an extra restaurant. This is just hygiene factor.
Thank you for understanding. Yes, this is a highly competitive market. So we do need to do extraordinary well in order to stand out or make our performance successful. We have colleagues coming from our Europe headquarters. What make me feel very proud is when we show them our Livat meeting places in Shanghai, in Xi'an, in Beijing, or when we bring them to our Shanghai market, other shopping centers, I see them just so impressed about the commercial environment in China, so well developed. They have a wow moment when they visit these leading meeting places or shopping centers. So the second wow moment I just received yesterday, when I am walking out of the lift of Livat Shanghai with other just visitors, when the elevator door is, we are standing from inside of the mall into the Scandi village, two young ladies, they just cannot help saying, wow, I'm just standing behind them. So, you know, this moment is, for me, it's a rewarding moment. So like, okay, now you see the Scandi village. That is the world. So what I'm thinking is, for SE, we are doing business in China. And I think today, what the value of us in China mean to MNC is here, China is the market which has been very well developed in terms of the customer needs and how we fulfill customer needs. Everything, every innovation just happened with speed, with quality, with innovation, and with entrepreneurship, and with very good technology. So if we win the market in China, we can today also bring a lot of experiences back to the other market.
Right.
And I think that's the value, really, that is very precious for MNC.
Use China, one, as a testing ground, like for pilots and new concept, a little what we talked about in the beginning of throw spaghetti on a wall, see what will stick.
Yeah.
Learn things, experiment. And personally, after 25 years in China, I cannot imagine any better market to do experimentation than here. And I meet leaders from abroad who say, yes, we get that. But there's still a gap between those who say they get it and those who do it. Would you recommend leaders sitting in retail or maybe more leaders in Europe or US, Japan, Southeast Asia to actually come here just to study and see how it works here?
That's definitely valuable. So nothing is so powerful than you put your feet on the real market and speak with the customers here, the retailer here, the brand here, have the real conversation. So I would say that's the best way.
And that's a little like the user insights, right? That, yes, you can read the statistics about China. You can see how much e-commerce we have. You can read about a retail concept. You can hear the podcast, but you really have to put boots on the ground and walk around and soak in the feeling yourself. It's not just numbers.
Yeah.
So you actually have to be here to have these conversations and understand the complexity and size of what's being executed in retail.
And also experience as a true user.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I like about your elevator story. This is a wonderful thing that you're very close to your end user. You can blink between them and experience them and see how they touch and feel and experience your offering.
Yes, because at Inga Group, we emphasize on another keyword that is frontline. Only when you are frontline, you can really observe and even experience the pain point as well as the high moment, happy moment from the true customers. So we are grateful. Ever since we deliver our Live at Shanghai, our office is just also here. So we really have a great large meeting places just downstairs. So every day, everyone, you just walk in the mall. So a lot of facts is sitting there.
That's very inspiring. If we look at retail in a more broader context than China, so many malls has opened, not just your meeting place, but in general is like any neighborhood in Shanghai now has a mall of international standard with world-class brands and a great architecture. Not the meeting place functionality as you're offering, but more classic malls. So to me, it seems like this standalone high street flagship shop that we used to have a lot of, that's sort of in decline here, that traffic is now going to the bigger malls. First of all, is that observation correct? And two, what does that mean for MNC retailer if you want to go to China or expand in China? Mm-hmm. Should you look at malls? Should you do your own stores? Should you combine it? What would be your advice almost, if I may ask?
I think we call it an omni-channel strategy. Actually, to be honest, I would love to have both end. And especially, like I said, I live in Shanghai. So I've also seen all these street standalone stores. There are also a lot of great innovative things are happening there. New concept, shops, etc. As a citizen, think a great city is like a blend of everything. So maybe this weekend I would like to go to downtown to experience the high street. Then next weekend I go to the mall to have another experience. I would really love to see, and I think they are happening here, is both are evolving constantly to become a experience hub for the visitors. That is what I see. Then for the brand, I would say for brand, they should have the omni-channel strategy. So there's a different purpose to choose to open in the high street versus you open in the shopping center. For Livat, actually, we do a lot of things. We would like to co-create with the retail brand to do something even greater. And here, you would have more opportunity to collaborate with cross-brands, like some brand with IKEA or with others. That is what Meeting Place we would love to facilitate. So make bigger impact than a single brand you can do. Another thing is, of course, for the shopping malls, I think with the diversified offers and the one roof, this gives visitors more reasons to visit. That, of course, is very powerful to attract visitation, to invite different visitors to experience the retail brands. So these are the values. So if they join the shopping mall, then on the high street, I think they are the star. If they are, all the eyes is on that. So people go there if they really do something great, then that they ourselves is the destination. And then I also see a lot of brands, they also try to merge the experiences from community, from socialize, from even dining experiences with one brand. So I think both types has their values. So don't reject one versus the other, but embrace both, and then to strengthen the brand's growth journey.
We are almost at the end of our talk. I would just like to ask you one last question, because for everybody who follows Chinese consumer market, it's obvious that the consumer market in China is a little bit slower than we're used to. You seem very optimistic, and you talk about growth. You have 5 million visitors. You just celebrated. So that's different from the more pessimistic story about the consumer market. So from your perspective, it sounds to me like you see opportunities in the market also for MNCs, even though maybe the market is different from, let's say, before COVID.
Yeah. At least from Inga Santos in China, our performance, we already overperform versus before pandemic. So strong growth. Total China already overpassed 100 million visitors in last fiscal year. Very, very positive growth. So I think maybe that's because we did something right. And also it means what we have been able to offer to our many users got a positive confirmation. This is the relevant offers they would like to. So I think despite we are still in a very challenging market environment, I don't deny we feel the pressure, we feel the competition, and we also see all this trend. But I think stay relevant, because I think just to concentrate on what we can do, who we can serve with, and we have today 10 Livat meeting places and 3 Livat offices. This is our platform. This is our business today. Like within this scope, we can do to serve our many people in the center. So if we constantly choose to stick to our position in making Livat affordable, community friendly, and sustainable, making our offer relevant with our target audiences, and secure we offer very consistent, very trustworthy and quality services to cater for their happy everyday life, I think we will always have our business opportunity to constantly grow. So when we need to look at a very big world with the macroeconomic data, that's also super important, but we also need to look back to ourselves with what we can do. What we can do well, what we can do better than everyone else, and those, whether they are relevant with my served customers, visitors, stakeholders, then there will be always a piece of pie.
Mm.
And I think that not only belongs to me, I think all the people around us would love us to be successful, because they all see they are share in this common success, which is a better everyday life for the many people.
Yeah,
everyone would like to join.
So China is changing, and we are in a tough competitive market with a lot of challenges. But what you're saying is the key to remain relevant is to be unique, to do your own things. And you said earlier in our conversation also about being bold, daring to be bold, and instead of just repeating best practice or what everybody else is doing.
And if I may add one more thing, is stay honest. So honest means accept the negative feedbacks, accept, don't deny. So if we have done something not so successful, accept it and adapt to making it better next time. Be very transparent. So honesty, I think that is also very important to ourselves, to our headquarters, but also to all the stakeholders. Be honest, to be authentic.
With those words, we have reached the end of this episode. China Biz will return with a conversation about China's sports and health boom and what opportunities this represents for multinationals. If you have feedback or ideas, feel free to connect with me on WeChat. You can find my WeChat ID in the description, or you can connect with me directly on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening.